It's weird when you can go through a 7-day period and see every act that you currently play on the radio, many of the classic acts, and almost, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 dozen baby acts that want to be on the radio. It's called the CMA Music Fest. It is overwhelming is the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, but it's kind of like being a fat man at a donut table. It's too much. It's just more than you could. Last night at 10, see, last night at 11:02, the 50, 60, 70,000 people in the stadium were singing Chicken Fried with Zach Brown, and they weren't done. Brad Paisley would come on and sing Water about 11:25, and it didn't end till way past midnight.
Oh,
Richie
boy.
Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi came on about 10:47 with Zach Brown and sang Wanted Dead or Alive. That got everybody stirred up last night. George Strait, though, stole the spotlight, and he was 686 miles away at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The Cowboy got on that stage to the sound of shrieks and ear-splitting screams. He played Yes or No, and he was off to the races. 41 songs, 9 superstar guest appearances, and then at 10:40, he went into Cowboy Rides Away. There was a never-ending standing ovation, and many people in that place, many people just stood in their seats and cried.
You know, I might have done the same thing.
Here at the CMA Music Festival, we had a couple of injuries. Chris Young, he stabbed himself with a kitchen knife, so he was out of work. He damaged some tendons, surgery, didn't get out till I believe Saturday morning from all of that. He's going to be okay. Chris Jordan, what's his name? Chris is Allen. Gary Allen. Told you I was basic. Gary Allen lost his voice for a while. He's under care at the Vanderbilt Voice Clinic, so he wasn't able to participate. But other than that, you know, people were rolling right along. Little Big Town, I think, is the most improved, most production, really elevated their arrangements in this deal. They're nice people, too, so you're glad to see anything good happen to them. Charlie Daniels got mad last night. Fireworks. He had smoke coming out of his ears. Somebody asked him about the military and what he had to say about him for the 4th of July. He said, I got something to say about him right now. And he went on a tirade about the VA.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He said, if we don't do one thing right in this country, we should take care of the men and the women who fight our wars. He said he was livid about the current situation involving the VA. He said every American should be livid about it as well and demand a lot be done.